Programs of choice in New Westminster schools will remain where they are for at least the 2023-24 school year. That's the assurance from School District 40 as it embarks on a review of programs of choice, encompassing its French immersion, Montessori and home learners programs. The review is designed to identify strengths, gaps and future opportunities in the programs, as Associate Superintendent Mariam Nasser told trustees at their November 8 Operations Committee meeting. The programs have come under the microscope as the district struggles with a space crisis caused by small school sites and fast-growing enrollment. The problem is most acute at École Qui Kite Elementary School, one of three early French immersion sites in the district and the most overcrowded of its elementary schools. But Nasser said the review of programs of choice isn't primarily about capacity, it's focusing on educational aspects of the three programs, including how they align with curriculum, how they align with district values and strategic plans, how they're meeting student interests and needs, and how viable they are into the future. As it stands now, the district has three levels of French immersion: early French immersion, staring in kindergarten or grade 1, offered at Herbert Spencer, Qui Kite and Lord Tweedsmuir Elementary Schools, late French immersion, offered at Glenbrook Middle School, and high school level, at New Westminster Secondary School. It also offers Montessori programs at the elementary level only, at SQUO, WEC and Connaught Heights Elementary Schools. The Home Learners Program, meanwhile, is based out of the old Hume Park Elementary School site on Fader Street. If the review finds any need to move those programs, Nasser said, it wouldn't happen until the 2024-25 school year at the earliest, since school registration is already underway for the 2023-24 school year. Outside consultant will lead South Dakota 40 programs of choice review. Nasser noted the review will include both data collection and public consultation, led by an outside consultant and spearheaded by a working group that will include district staff, principals from program of choice schools and a French immersion facilitator. On the data front, she said the district will look at such areas as student outcomes and graduation rates, administrative procedures, waitlists, inclusive practices, and staff recruitment and retention. As far as public consultation goes, the district plans to use both surveys and focus groups to find out what's working well in the programs, what obstacles and challenges they're facing, and where and how the district can improve. Online surveys and focus groups are planned for January and February, with a draft report coming back to the board for its April 11 Education Committee meeting. A finalized timeline and full consultation plan will be presented at the November 22 school board meeting. Follow Julie McClellan on Twitter at Julia McClellan. Email Julie, jmcclellan@newwestrecord.ca.